Seven pillars for positive change. Our commitment to a better St. Kitts and Nevis. The post-COVID reset. Our world is changing. To what extent is still uncertain as we continue to grapple with the ongoing social and economic effects of a devastating global COVID-19 pandemic. The St. Kitts Nevis Labour Party recognizes that COVID-19 has forever changed our national outlook, and we must forge a new path to concertedly adapt in order to build resilience and provide better opportunities for a brighter future. Drawing from the lessons of COVID-19, Labour will introduce a COVID-19 reset package that will ensure that the rights of workers are protected and that the unemployed and students are provided with the assistance to allow them to survive and thrive. In the first 6 months in office, a new Labour administration will: workers' rights and protection. A. Provide a gratuitous payment to all workers who were dismissed for not taking a COVID-19 vaccine. B. Raise the national minimum wage to EC $500 weekly. C. Introduce an industrial court and enhance workplace health and safety protections. D. Extend for another 6 months the COVID relief income support in the amount of EC $1,500 per month for unemployed persons. E. The income support mechanism will then be replaced by a permanent unemployment insurance facility in the amount of EC $750. Students. A. Reduce student loan interest rates at the Development Bank from 9% to 5%. B. Provide debt relief to relieve the burden of student loans under a new Youth Rising Higher program. Cost of living. A. Stimulate the construction sector by offering to all citizens of the Federation the following entitlement for new construction or renovation projects up to 500,000 EC dollars. VAT-free on all materials and furnishings. Duty-free on all materials and furnishings. 0% down payment for mortgages offered by Indigenous financial institutions. B. Reduce the VAT rate from 17% to 13%. C. Eliminate all VAT on taxes. D. Extend the full discounted VAT two-day package, not just at Christmas, but to three times a year, Easter, summer, and Christmas. E. Implement a 1,000 EC dollar credit for electricity consumption by all households. F. For vehicle purchase, VAT will be exempt on the first 50,000 EC dollars, with VAT at the standard 13% charged thereafter. G. Barrels and e-containers or decontainers of foodstuff up to 400 pounds in weight will be allowed free of duty and taxes. And travelers and non-commercial importers will receive a duty-free allowance of 540 EC dollars or 200 US dollars off the cost, insurance, and freight value of goods. Stimulus plan for small businesses. A. Reduce payroll taxes for small and medium-sized businesses of up to 20 employees. B. Implement a start from zero, zero hassle, zero duty, zero application or application fees tax package to stimulate our small businesses that will include duty-free vehicle for all small business startups. Duty-free on all equipment and furniture for all startups within the first year until the business is fully operationalized. Establish a Ministry of Small Business to give small businesses a voice and equip them with all the tools necessary to survive and thrive in a competitive environment. Reduction of the unincorporated small business tax by increasing the tax-exempt threshold from EC $6,000 to EC $12,000 for all service providers and $37,500 to $50,000 for all retailers. Make automatic to all registered and producing farmers and fishermen a duty-free concession on seeds, agricultural inputs, vehicles, boats, insecticides, pesticides, tools, and agricultural implements.
Me and my neighbor, voting for labor. Me and my neighbor, voting for labor. Show me your voting finger. Raise up your voting finger. Show me your voting finger. Raise up the voting. All right. Me and my neighbor, voting for labor. Voting for labor. Me and my neighbor, voting for labor.
Pillar 1. Your jobs and economy. The COVID-19 pandemic reinforced the imperative to diversify our economy and include other industries to buttress tourism. Labor will once again lead our country forward with innovative, transformative ideas in agriculture, tourism, and the creative industries. Labor will also unveil a plan to restore domestic and foreign investor confidence and stimulate consumer enthusiasm. During our term in office, a new labor administration will attract at least 2 new 5-star hotels, create new green jobs by establishing stronger public-private partnerships from the development of a recycling plant and factories, manufacturing parts for solar panels, water catchments, etc. Develop an active fisheries industry by constructing several seafood processing plants in key fishing towns and villages, such as Old Road Bay and Deer Bay. Reintroduce the small grants scheme of up to $100,000 for farmers. Ensure that both St. Kitts and Nevis investment promotion agencies are well-resourced and equipped to actively pursue foreign direct investment partnerships to the Federation. Create a new centralized export marketing agency for farm and seafood goods. Digitize the economy to improve ease of doing business with technology. Invest in agrotourism and local agro-processing to reduce imports. Legalize and stimulate a medical marijuana industry.
Me and my neighbor, voting for labor.
Somebody say,
me and my neighbor.
Show me your voting finger. Raise up your voting finger. Show me your voting finger. Raise up the voting. All right. Me and my neighbor. Voting for labor. Me and my neighbor. Voting for labor.
Pillar 2. Your healthcare. A healthy nation is a wealthy nation, is the formula that underpins labor's approach to the healthcare sector. It is time that we upgrade our healthcare system to ensure that our citizens and residents have access to world-class medical technologies here at home. As cancers and other non-communicable diseases ravage our country, Labor believes that access to affordable healthcare is not a privilege, but a basic human right. To that end, Labor will ensure one's financial status does not hinder them from receiving the best care possible at our healthcare institutions. In the first 6 months in office, a new labor administration will incentivize medical staff through pay increase and staff development to boost morale, review salary scale to correct discrepancies and improve pay equity across the civil service. During our term in office, a new labor administration will service delivery, infrastructure, and equipment, build a modern JNF General Hospital, transform the JNF General Hospital into a professionally managed state-owned corporation, establish universal healthcare, install new MRI, CT scan, and other modern life-saving equipment to improve diagnostics and patient care at hospitals and health centers. Services will be provided non-profit. Improve patient care, including food and nutrition, customer services, systems of accountability, consistent pharmaceutical supply, especially for elderly and patients with NCDs at all government-run hospitals and clinics. Explore public-private partnership for the establishment of a mental health sanatorium. Policy changes. Introduce risk pay for certain specialist healthcare workers. Introduce housing allowance for all nurses and doctors. Reintroduce stipend to all nursing students at the Clarence Fitzroy Bryant College. Ensure that the Ministry of Health is resourced with a full cadre of administrative and technical officers. Introduce a national cancer control policy to reduce the number of cancer cases and deaths and improve the quality of life of cancer patients. Provide scholarships for specialist medical services. For example, emergency room medicine, nurse practitioners, medical doctor specializations. Create a new integrated electronic health record system. Institute environmentally sound medical waste disposal and management equipment and practices.
Me and my neighbor, voting for labor. Me and my neighbor, voting for labor.
Pillar 3. Your housing and social protection. Social protection refers to all of the programs that a government provides to its citizens to assist with the advancement from vulnerability to self-reliance. Labor regards housing as a basic human need for the empowerment and social upliftment of families. Labor is ready to resume its program of ensuring that all households have shelter that is sturdy, comfortable, and affordable. Labor pledges to continue to work tirelessly to protect residents from the economic and social risks of unemployment, sickness, disability, exclusion, and old age. In the first 6 months in office, a new Labor administration will conduct a national consultation on parental leave for employees with a view to increasing the period for paternity leave and related family support improvements. Improve the PAP program and provide $700 to $1,500 per month per household with a combined income of $3,000. Improve the PEACE program. All essential service personnel, such as our police, defense force, firemen and women, nurses, sanitation officers will receive a housing allowance. Increase personnel resources at SVU, New Horizons Rehabilitation Center, Child Protection Services. Develop sexual violence and harassment legislation to address issues of partner violence not covered under domestic violence legislation. Improve access to credit on favorable terms to returning graduates to facilitate home and vehicle ownership. During our term in office, a new Labor administration will construct 2,000 modern affordable houses that will accommodate all the latest energy efficient appliances and powered by solar energy, leading to a lower cost of electricity for owners. Build a new national elderly care facility. Provide diversified housing solutions that includes providing bundles of building materials targeted at disadvantaged and marginalized youth. Reintroduce land distribution program. Provide financial incentives to homeowners to retrofit dwellings with alarm systems, mosquito screens, sturdy shutters, water catchment and solar panel. Design and construct new recreational parks and green spaces equipped with a playground for children, bicycle trails, and paved walkways in every constituency to enhance family life, health and wellness, and keep children safe. Utilize community centers to conduct elderly daycares complete with comprehensive recreational and entertainment programs. Establish an industrial court, upholding the principles and practices of good industrial relations that is fair, equitable, and expeditious in dispensing social justice. Increase Social Security old age pension. Enact legislation outlawing financial, physical, and emotional abuse of the elderly.
Me and my neighbor, voting for labor. Me and my neighbor, voting for labor. Show me your voting finger. Raise up your voting finger. Show me your voting finger. Raise up the voting. All right. Me and my neighbor, voting for labor. Voting for labor. Me and my neighbor, voting for labor.
Pillar 4. Your education and scholarships. Labor will foster meaningful change and development in our education system to ensure that the education our children receive is one that makes them competitive in the regional and international spheres. Labor will ensure that our children and teachers operate in environments that foster learning and critical thinking. In the first 6 months in office, a new labor administration will identify suitable locations for a standalone center for special education and autism spectrum services. Develop a graduate refinance project in which all student loan holders will receive $15,000 credit to service their loans at the Development Bank and other banks. Provide a grant of $25,000 to every student wishing to pursue undergraduate or graduate studies in a field immediately relevant to national development. Reinstate one-to-one laptop program. Provide tablets for preschool and primary school children. During our term in office, a new labor administration will build a new Bastia High School at its original site. Increase the number of scholarships available for university education, professional development, and vocational training and apprenticeships. Strengthen technical and vocational education and training to ensure that it becomes a certification center. Enhance the operations of the Advanced Vocational Education Center, AVEC. Increase salaries for trained teachers, deputy principals, and principals. Facilitate education and training of specialist teachers and professionals in speech-language pathology, occupational therapy, dyslexia, and other learning differences areas. Establish a dedicated unit to provide regular preventive maintenance of all public education facilities. Reintroduce the REACH programs for our students. Move to drastically modify the fee system presently employed at the Clarence Fitzroy Bryant College, CFBC. Enhance the school meals program to include a breakfast option for disadvantaged children. Transform the CFBC into an accredited tertiary level educational institution. Begin STEAM, Science, Tech, Engineering, Arts, Math, program in primary schools. Offer education scholarships for special educational needs. A guidance counselor for each primary school.
Me and my neighbor, voting for labor. Me and my neighbor, voting for labor. Show me your voting finger. Raise up your voting finger. Show me your voting finger. Raise up the voting. All right. Me and my neighbor.
Pillar 5. Your governance. To build the better country that we envision, it is of utmost importance that we have the right framework to ensure transparency into and accountability for our action. Labor will ensure that there are adequate anti-corruption mechanisms ingrained in our government to ensure that all ministers of government and civil servants act in a manner that will rebuild the public's trust and confidence. Labor will embark on a consultative process to achieve long-awaited constitutional, electoral, and legislative reforms. In the first 6 months in office, a new Labour administration will introduce Anti-Corruption Act, operationalize freedom of information and integrity in public life legislations, including provisions for an information rights unit, activate and adequately resource the Public Accounts Committee, activate the Elections and Boundaries Commission, ensure equitable access to government-controlled media by all political organizations. During our term in office, a new Labour administration will establish a commission to review the Constitution of St. Kitts and Nevis, including, but not limited to, electoral operations, fair electoral boundaries, and campaign financing. Establish a code of ethical conduct for all ministers of government and emissaries. Ensure effective training and performance criteria for permanent secretaries and other senior officials. Review salary scales and implement a bonus system that rewards performance through yearly results-based assessments. Institutionalize the process of rehabilitation of former prisoners through effective second chance program.
Me and my neighbor, voting for Labour. Me and my neighbor, voting for Labour. Show me your voting finger, raise up your voting finger. Show me your voting finger, raise up the voting. All right, me and my neighbor, voting for Labour. Voting for Labour. Me and my neighbor, voting for Labour.
Pillar 6, your sports and entertainment. Labour will usher in an ambitious, youth-driven transformation in our country in order to unleash transformative ideas and policies that will enrich our people and our country. Labour will include young people in decision-making at the national level to ensure that we build a better country that caters to the needs of our future leaders and entrepreneurs. The creative economy, often called the orange economy, will be unlocked so that creativity, the arts, and culture can be pursued as careers and productive endeavors by our people. During our term in office, a new Labour administration will build a National Performing Arts Center and Academy, build a national indoor sporting facility, and ensure all outdoor sporting facilities in every community are equipped with the appropriate lighting, bathroom, and locker room facilities. Facilitate the provision of medical insurance packages for all national sports representatives. Ensure that national committees and statutory boards include qualified young persons under the age of 35. Establish a National Youth Advisory Council to provide the government with options for guiding decision-making on matters that will directly impact the youth of St. Kitts and Nevis. Introduce fiscal incentives for creatives, for example, artists, DJs, and musicians, to import equipment, raw material, and instruments. Implement startup accelerator programs with a focus on stimulating creative industries, which would provide young people with the seed investment, connections, mentorship, and educational components necessary for success. Strengthen regional and international networks geared towards growth, development, and business opportunities for local artists. Improve and bolster the St. Kitts Nevis National Youth Service Program to provide youth with valuable work and life experiences.
Me and my neighbor, voting for Labour. Me and my neighbor, voting for Labour.
Show me your voting finger. Raise up your voting finger. Show me your voting finger. Raise up the voting. All right. Me and my neighbor. Voting for labor.
Voting for labor.
Me and my neighbor. Voting for labor.
Pillar 7. Your environment and food security. As the world grapples with climate change and other critical environmental issues, it is of utmost importance that we ensure that our people live in an environment that is healthy and clean. Labor will ensure that our children grow up in a climate-resilient environment where special attention is paid to preserving our land and water resources in an effort to achieve the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Labor will ensure the environmentally sound management of our natural resources so that future generations have the opportunity that we enjoy to live, work, and play in a clean St. Kitts and Nevis. In the first 6 months in office, a new Labour administration will reaffirm all watershed areas and aquifers as protected areas, unveil a new plan to restore 24/7 water supply for all of St. Kitts and Nevis. During our term in office, a new Labour administration will provide incentives to increase food production by local farmers and fishers and attract sustainable projects in agro-industry, manufacturing, and services. Introduce incentives to encourage the purchase and use of energy-efficient vehicles, appliances, and other devices. Improve water security through better well networks and catchment infrastructure and water supply management. Better management of the sale and use of government land. Designate, develop, and maintain community green spaces and parkets for land preservation. Require and facilitate the installation of solar, PV panels, and water storage tanks on all affordable homes constructed by the National Housing Corporation. Require energy suppliers to implement feed-in tariff schemes for the owners of renewable energy systems. Enhance public education programs about water conservation and protection of water sources.
Visit the St. Kitts Nevis Labour Party website and social media pages for updates and more information. The website, betterwithlabour.com. App version, log on to manifesto.sknlabourparty.com.
Me and my neighbor, voting for labor.